They have been here for a week, blocking roads to protest the detention of their governor, Luis Fernando Camacho. He was taken to Bolivia's capital, La Paz, last week, accused of plotting to overthrow former president Evo Morales in 2019.
We won't allow that this government installs a dictatorship in the country. They have detained our governor, and we will be on the roads defending him.
Santa Cruz is an opposition stronghold, a rich region that plays a crucial role in Bolivia's economy.
The detention of Governor Luis Fernando Camacho has increased the tension between the government in La Paz, located in the highlands, and the province of Santa Cruz, that's located in the lowlands of this country. People have been coming here to the center of the city steadily every night to demand the release of their governor and confronting with the police.
The police use tear gas and rubber bullets to control the protesters. Dozens have been detained. Camacho is currently kept in a high-security detention center in La Paz. He's on pre-trial detention for 4 months while the investigation is ongoing. On Wednesday, the prison was surrounded by the red ponchos, indigenous government supporters who wanted to prevent Camacho followers from reaching the area.
We are protesting because, since Congress members from Santa Cruz are arriving, we want Luis Fernando Camacho to stay in for 30 years.
Camacho is not the only member of the opposition detained. Former interim president Jeanine Añez was sentenced to 10 years in prison. She was on pre-trial detention for over 1 year. The government insists Camacho and others were involved in a coup to overthrow Morales. People from Santa Cruz say they were defending the country's democracy from the fraud committed by Morales during the presidential elections in 2019.
In 2019, there was a vacuum of power. Evo Morales resigned, Jeanine Añez assumed as president, and she was recognized by Congress. The so-called coup is their excuse to persecute political opponents.
And that's why thousands are vowing to remain on the streets, challenging the national government that they claim is not respecting the rule of law. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Santa Cruz, Bolivia.